All right, guys. I know it's been a while, but we are back and better than ever.
Ooh.
You gonna sing?
I don't know. Are you?
There you go. You gotta wait for the music.
Good old sad box.
Good old sad box. All right. So it's been a while.
It has been a while. And speaking of sad box, they released their new album. So if you hadn't had a chance to check it out, it's called Future Copy by Sad Box. Thanks again for the songs, Gus.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well. Obviously, you guys tuned in, so you know you're listening to the Just Dads podcast. I would advise you to subscribe to it because we're not sure exactly how and when these are going to get released. So if you want to actually listen to it and when it gets released and be notified about it, you should hit that subscribe button.
Mysterious.
What is mysterious about that?
That's a good call.
Okay. I did not say what the topic was going to be today, so we're going to talk about fathers, our fathers group that honestly was the inspiration behind behind this podcast in general. So we will get to that on the other side. But Brandon, what have you been up to?
Wow, so much, so much.
It's only been like six months.
It's only been like 6 months, but the main thing I want to wrap up and, you know, everything's good, family's good. I do have a high schooler finally. So that's, and she's going to my high schooler's rivalry school. So that's a little weird. I went to orientation night and I'm walking through the halls of the school I used to hate. And now I have to be like switching my brain over to like, oh yeah.
This is a good guy, but they're named different now.
Yeah. I do like the name. My son really likes the name. So
yeah.
Go Raptors, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's a little update from a parenting moment of life phase shift. I now have a high schooler. So
I know.
And actually the first high school dance is coming up this weekend. So that was out of nowhere. Like my brain hadn't even shifted to that arena yet. So anyways, that's going down this weekend.
That's true. With COVID and just to update you guys, I also have a high schooler in case you didn't track before. Brandon and I have same oldest kids anyway, age-wise. But yeah, with COVID, middle school, there was no dances.
Right.
So, which usually that's where you get the introduction to the whole dance thing. They didn't exist
during the COVID world. Any good middle school dance stories? I got one for you.
None that are appropriate. All right.
Mine's appropriate. It's embarrassing, really, but I've gone through a lot of identity healing in my life, so I can share this and feel comfortable with it. Middle school, no one goes out and dances. It's whatever. I didn't know that, apparently. I never got the memo, so they had the dance contest. I went out there and did probably the worst dancing he's ever seen, but I won by default as being the only contestant.
Listen,
so, you know,
if you're the one with enough guts to go out there and dance in the middle of it, you deserve to win. So as far as dancing is concerned, still to this day for me, forget middle school and beyond. It's just go have fun. Who cares what you look like? The people that are too good at dancing is just they're it's too much. It's like the karaoke singers that are like professional singers. It's like you don't belong there.
Yeah. So I got a high schooler dealing with all that and all that what's coming with that. So I'm excited. It's an exciting time as a dad. But I wanted to follow up our last episode, which was excellent. Hope you get a chance to listen to it. It was about father son camp, and it was really an incredible experience. I still don't like camping. None of that's changed. But, and then mine, you know, besides a minor injury I received while I was there, basically lost a huge patch of skin going down one of the inflatable slides out in the sun. So that wasn't fun. It was great. It was a great time with my son. My son was like, this is one of my favorite experiences. He wants to go back next year and all that. So y'all, if you listen to the episode, know how reluctant I was to go in the first place. I'm on the other side of it. Still don't love camping, but would definitely go again. So
awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, life's good. How about you, Tommy?
So similar situation. We're jump back into the schooling phase. So we now have kids at three different schools, which is the first.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we got a middle schooler and an elementary to go along with our new high schooler. So she did her first dance last Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Survived. She came home with the very old person take of the music was way too loud. So. Which means I can't imagine how loud it actually was if she came back. Right.
That's great.
But yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I know for her, it's a new adventure because she actually left all her friends at her public school and jumped into private school where she didn't know anybody. So we're proud of her for making that leap. So
yeah,
so that was good.
Awesome.
I don't know. Other than that, there's plenty more. There's a million more things, but that's what happens when it's been 6 months. So,
well, before we get to it,
uh-oh.
We always do this around this time. What do you think, Super Bowl champs? Any predictions?
Well, we should get them from the guests too, but. Super Bowl prediction for me is, I mean, who would have guessed the Bengals would have come out of nowhere?
Oh, that was awesome.
I am going to say the San Diego Chargers.
Okay.
And they're not the San Diego Chargers anymore.
I didn't want to bring it up, but thanks for that.
Yeah. Still the Chargers. Yeah. The LA Chargers, which is totally wrong.
Yeah.
So it's still the San Diego Chargers.
They're going to, okay.
I don't know why.
All right, cool.
I think they're sneaky good.
I haven't changed anything. I'm going with the Bengals again. I was pretty close last year.
You were shockingly close.
Closer than anyone thought I was going to be.
I was very
going with the Bengals again. So.
I was very pleasantly surprised with how close you were with that guess. So, all right, well. Enough of us. I appreciate you guys humoring us to listen to our catch up, and we'll get into the real topic here. So you get a few chuckles in, you get to hear Brandon talk, so, I mean, or sing, not just talk. But, all right, well
air vocals is what we used to call
it. Oh, that is air vocals. Air you vocals. Did not have the drums, though. No air drums? Or was that somebody else? I don't know. No, we're rusty here.
He's all.
Okay. All right, so... we're talking fathers and kind of the group that inspired this podcast. And so we brought on the two men that are taking over leadership of it. Yeah. So we have Mr. Andrew.
Hello.
And Mr. Michael.
Good evening, everybody.
Evening.
They're probably not listening in the evening, but they might be.
Depends on where they are in the world.
It's live, right?
This is not live.
That's hilarious.
It's live for us.
Oh, that's good.
We're recording live.
There you go.
That's good.
I kind of love it.
But who better to bring on than the people that have taken over the helm? There's been many a leader that I've been with, and I know, Brandon, you've been in long enough to see a couple different leadership groups come through, and everybody kind of puts their own spin on what it is they want, what do they want out of the group, all that fun stuff. But before we even get into any of that,
yeah.
So, Andrew, need dad credentials. Who are you? What are you? What's your 30-second spiel?
Sure. Andrew Ellis. I have a 3-year-old son named Gideon, and we have another one on the way.
Hey-o.
Due in February.
Congratulations.
Thank you very
Congrats
much.
Congrats on the sex.
Appreciate it. Thank you. I did very little to contribute, but it worked, so there we go. But yeah, I've been married to my wife, Kara, for almost 12 years. Been around Crossroads and involved with Crossroads things for 9 or 10 years, primarily with the camp and MASH teams, prayer teams, stuff like that. It's kind of been my primary outlet. I've only been involved with this father's group, though, for about a year. So started coming the beginning of last season, and just kind of showed up when they kicked things back off. And yeah, things have just escalated quickly from there. But really, really excited to you know, take us through this next season. We have a lot of what I think are cool ideas, but they're ours, so we're biased to share with everybody. But yeah, looking forward to it.
Nice. Welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah. Michael?
Mike?
Yeah. Same question.
Same question. So been around Cincinnati here since 2015 and been around the Fathers Group since that time. So just get jumped right in. It's like you mentioned, Tom, just having been around a number of iterations of leaders through this time frame. And so now we're just kind of getting ready to take this to the next, not to the next level, but to the next phase of this. Like, we're going to the top.
Yeah, there you go. Like
next level.
Say, but
you can say next level. That's all right.
It's all right. It's different.
You won't offend
it's different.
Any of them.
We'll probably be the best leader.
There it is.
I like
laying it out.
At least, the most humble leaders that Fathers has ever had.
Totally. So, and I have a freshman and an eighth grade daughter. So
maybe the high school experience as well.
Yeah, I'm out of elementary school, first year in high school for us on that aspect, and then first year in middle school for our youngest. So that's pretty cool. It's good stuff.
It is.
Right on. Cool.
All right.
All right, well, something we do here on JDP with our guests is we do a couple rapid fire.
Michael knows what's about.
Yeah. Long-time listener.
We're doing what?
All right, so I'll ask the question.
Okay.
So you'll answer, Michael will answer.
Okay. Right, are we playing like newly? Am I guessing?
No. Okay. Yeah, you speak for yourself.
Okay,
so
got it.
They're pretty straightforward questions. If you feel free to give a one or an answer or elaborate, it's up to you.
Deal.
All right, here we go. Cat or dog?
Dog.
Dog.
All right.
Though I have 2 3/4 cats.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I have a cat with 3 legs. So I don't have a dog.
Is the cat's name Champion?
No, it's Pegleg Pete.
That's awesome.
That's even better. Excellent. All right.
That's awesome.
Next question. Morning person or night owl?
Morning.
It just depends on the time of year. Could be both.
I mean, it's good evening all the time in Michael's
year.
World. So.
Yeah. Wintertime, it's really easy for me to get up and early and do things like that. But summertime, keep me out late. Campfire, do all that stuff.
No kidding. That's the first time we've had that answer. That's interesting. All right. Books or movies?
Movies.
Yeah, movies.
Movies. Especially after you read that last book, huh?
Yeah, terrible.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Salty.
Oh, interesting.
Just what my gut said. I don't know if that's true.
By the way, Brandon just does this so he can judge the answers.
No, I am just
Wow. Yeah. That hurts. It hurts just a little bit. Breakfast or dinner?
Breakfast. All day long. All the time.
Truth. All right. Your favorite drink?
Like alcoholic beverage?
Yeah. Just
whatever drink. You take.
I mean, mine's caffeine-free Diet Coke, so.
That's gross.
Wow.
That's your favorite beverage?
It is my favorite beverage.
Of all the beverages created on Earth.
That is correct.
Brown water.
Yeah, essentially.
All right. My favorite drink is bourbon for an alcoholic beverage perspective.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice. Michael?
If you're just talking bourbon, I like bourbon, but if you're just ice cold Coca-Cola.
Ice cold.
None of the caffeine free, none of the just straight liquid sugar.
Would a milkshake count?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It flirts the line.
It's more of a.
I'm going to say milkshake.
All right.
Shake
changing.
Things up a little bit.
Well, there you go.
All right.
A bourbon milkshake.
Ooh. They make those.
No,
the boozy
milkshake. Yeah.
I've had all those boozy ice creams and stuff.
I didn't say they were good. I just said they make them. That's all.
Yeah. They're fun.
All right. This is the question for favorite team. Doesn't have to be any sport in particular, just your favorite team. And it could be a Dancing with the Stars team, for instance. It doesn't have to
be. Yeah, Michael, who's your favorite Dancing with the Stars team?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. It's me. Never seen the show. So.
Reds for me.
Reds.
Nice. They're kind of my only team. I don't really follow anything else.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, FC Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You don't follow the Space Cowboys?
I don't follow the Space Cowboys very closely.
Just likes the merch.
But I like the merch. Yeah.
He's wearing a
bandwagon fan.
Minor league baseball Space Cowboys. Yeah.
Sugarland, Texas hat. Space Cowboys.
Looks sweet.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So, for answer for you and your wife, do you like mushrooms? Does she like mushrooms?
I do. I do not. She does.
Michael?
Both.
Both like.
Yeah, we both
You break the theory, huh?
Yep.
For Andrew, who hasn't listened to this before, we have the, within our group, the someone came up with the mushroom theory that usually in a relationship, one does and one doesn't. So
yeah.
You fit. Michael broke it, so.
He breaks the mold.
Yeah, classic.
Trend setter.
All right, and then you don't have to answer. Or I guess you could say, well, ask Mike. Well, actually, you don't like football either. You do like football. All right. Super Bowl champ and then World Series champ. How about that? Do we already have the World Series?
Well, you can't. You can't.
Still have
the
football,
still
can still
football
have
thing? Jeez.
You can. You just said you don't follow
the
sports.
Do we have the World Series yet? It's September.
That's why I looked at my watch.
Goodness gracious.
So.
You go first.
I think you might be onto it with Cincinnati this year. I think they could do it.
Oh, Michael, that's what I'm talking about.
If they stay healthy.
Yeah.
If they stay healthy, it could be a good year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason I watch NFL football occasionally is when the Bengals are doing well.
Yeah, so not often.
So you've watched them for 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah, so much heartbreak growing up in our house around.
Oh,
it's tough. So I was like, I'm just going to not spend my Sundays sad.
Oh, that's right. You weren't alive for the 88 Super Bowl, then, were you?
I was not.
Yeah. Mm. Wow, bringing back such good memories. That's why this last year was
really
cool.
I actually grew up a UC football fan.
Nice.
Because my dad does stats for the radio.
Oh.
For UC and for the Bengals.
No kidding.
So I grew up going to UC games when they were super terrible with like 400 people in like the 90s. Mm-hmm. So.
It was a tough loss.
I was at college and yeah, you could just walk in.
Yeah.
Sit wherever you want.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I went to most of them.
Yeah.
If I wasn't doing anything else.
Yeah. I was a commuter UC student.
In the Rick Minner days?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Back when we... Didn't we beat Wisconsin when they were...
Yeah, I was at the game.
With Ron Dane.
Yeah. I was at the game when we beat Wisconsin. I think I was like 7.
Yeah. But,
so. Very cool. All right. Well, thank you for joining us in the guest corner. Bourbon milkshake was my takeaway from that, so I'm...
That sounds pretty good.
Sounds at least interesting to try. So, awesome.
Awesome. All right. Well, now that you've hung out with us for 15 minutes, you can we can actually get down to the topic of the day. So Father's Group. I guess we could start with what is Father's Group? Is that even what we're calling it still?
Yeah, I think we're calling it. We're still calling it that.
It's not the Andrew and Michael show. That's what I thought we had.
No, that's the subtitle.
That's the subtitle.
We won't be able to come. Yeah, so.
Okay.
No, but really, I think it's really just the Father's Group. It's just a collection of guys that are getting together. We happen to get together early in the morning on a Friday morning. So, but it's the guys that are committing to get together to love on each other, look like Jesus, try to act like Jesus, be better husbands, fathers. Dads, that whole thing, trying to be smart about that too. A lot of times we think we have to do this alone and figure it out our alone, but there's guys that live the next street over that are doing the same thing and learning the same thing and have kids that are starting high school at the same time and are going through some of these similar things. So what better way to just come alongside each other and kind of crowdsource some of that, see what the word says about it and, see what Jesus, where he takes us with that stuff. I think that's,
yeah, spot on. I think what I saw last year was, or kind of what I realized in the first few years of being a dad was dads have a tendency to throw it all on their back and kind of we're going to carry us through and I'll make sure everybody else is okay at the detriment of myself. And the easiest way, the lowest barrier of entry, I think, for guys to start getting help is just by getting around other dudes. Almost regardless of what is talked about or what is covered or anything like that, just being around other guys and sharing a little bit about what life looks like. And so that's kind of what first drew me in was, I am really tired. I had a 2-year-old. My son had crazy and continues to have some crazy medical stuff, and we were just like exhausted. And so the idea of like giving up sleep when we're already exhausted, did not sound like a good idea. It was counterproductive to being awake.
Yeah.
But
it is counterproductive being awake.
Yeah. So, but like the need to be around other guys, and not feel like I'm drowning in my own life, like a chance to bring my eyes up a little bit and realize what else is out there in the world, what else Jesus has to offer and, what other guys are struggling with, what other guys I have victories in, celebrate with them, stuff like that. That's really what drew me into Fathers initially, and kind of why I wanted to step up into this season.
I think initially speaking, you know, typically if you're a Jesus follower, you're countercultural, and or at least theoretically you're countercultural. But within the culture, the Jesus subculture, going to Sunday checks the box and you've done everything you need to do for the week. This feels like an extra level of commitment that seems kind of unnecessary if you're looking at it on the surface and what the culture talks about as a whole. Does that sound?
Yeah, totally. I grew up Catholic, so it was like as long as you get your church in, like you're good. We don't do extra stuff, but except I went to Catholic grade school, so we went twice a week. But it was like double Christian, extra special Catholic. Totally agree. Men are disconnected. Like that's really what. In my prayer, my conversation with Jesus, that's what drew me towards and what pushed me towards trying to influence this next season the way I feel like God wants me to is men are just disconnected. They're disconnected from who they are in Jesus. They're disconnected from their families. They're disconnected from each other. And so our theme that we introduced that first week was just connection. That's our whole goal. Is just like the single word is connection. Connect guys to Jesus, connect them back to their families, connect them to each other. That's really what, if I had to boil it all down, that's what we do.
Yeah, and to take it to just being something on a Sunday morning and checkbox and yeah, I'm done. And I think you've missed the point too, right? So it's all this along the way stuff that happened with Jesus. You know, he would just come through things. And as he was walking along the way, he stopped and he did these things. And you just kind of hear all that stuff. And like, we do that too. We can do that too. You know, it's, I don't know many people who are up, like who are missing a family thing by being up at 6 a.m, having coffee and donuts, you know, like they're, it's not, oh, well, the wife's got to take care of the kids. I mean, like the kids are still in bed. She's still in bed. Let's go do this thing. And we can be better for that. And it's hard the first couple times you go to that thing, but then for me, it was something that I just started craving more of that. I was like, oh, his father's almost became more of a than a Sunday morning thing, because Sunday morning was very consumer, right? You just walked in, it was given to you, you know, you were talked at, you were, you know, you sang with the band who did all the stuff, you did all those things, and then you left. Yeah, but this was a little more interactive that way, so there were some benefits to that, I think, that made you crave that a little bit more, for me anyway.
So, and I know, I don't actually know this answer. I know you have some topics laid out, but probably not everything. So what are some examples of some of the topics you guys are thinking that you're going to bring up in something like this?
Well, we can't give away all the secrets, right? Because you have to come to participate, but.
Okay.
So. But I mean, like we just did, like this past week was a kind of a combination where we took this idea of priorities and like what are like, how do you lay out priorities that are with your life? And I said God's timing initially, but it wasn't that. I was having a great moment that morning. But what was the other half of it? Now, I'm totally forgetting the other half
mission
of it.
Mission of
fatherhood. And so the mission of a father and priorities, and how does that tie together? And that was kind of our first take for this year, for this session. And got a couple more things coming up around. We'll get into some traditions. How do you deal with family traditions, especially with newer families? That's a perennial favorite with, you know, families who, you know, one set of in-laws wants you to come to their house for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and the other one wants to do that, and one lives local and one lives far away, and you're your own family, and how do you do, what do you do, and how do you balance some of that? So talking through things like that, and just kind of just crowdsourcing again with some of the dudes at the table who've been a little farther along the road.
Yeah, I'll share a couple and then kind of like a thought behind some of the topics. But one of the ones that we're particularly excited about, just because it's a little bit different, is when we've talked about some of those tactical things in the past of being a dad, whether it's screen time or bedtime or agendas or like calendars or whatever it might be, sometimes the conversation at the table can, which would kind of be the second half of fathers. There's like a topic that gets covered. And then like when we get to our actual, like our discussion on the second half of the day, it can kind of skew towards a specific age group a lot of times, whatever the age group consensus is of the group. So if everyone at the group on at the table has kids that are of practice age, and everyone's talking about how do I get around practices and connect with my wife while we're carting kids around, but I'm sitting there with a 2-year-old, I might feel disconnected. So one thing that we want to do is do kind of a panel style interview on a couple of different topics, where we have a dad of a a 5-year-old and younger elementary school dad, and then a high schooler and beyond dad, hopefully even like an adult's father of adults or a granddad, to be able to answer like the same question. How do you do calendars? How do you do connection with your wife? How do you do stuff like that? Mm-hmm. Like across the different phases of life. So it doesn't feel like we're only talking to one specific type of dad. So that one's one we're really excited about. But then the through line of every week will be, we just need to get closer to Jesus. Mm. Like the through line of everything we do, it will be like, this is good, but it's still garbage without Jesus. Like if you feel like a crummy dad, it's because you're not close enough to Jesus. If you are a crummy dad, it's because you're not close enough to Jesus. Like if your calendar and your finances and how do I teach my kids about like screen time and all that kind of stuff is all downstream from your personal relationship with Jesus, and things flow from that. And so we'll get very tactical at times when we talk about like different things, like how to teach my kid about budgeting and finance. We'll definitely cover those things, but from a position of how are you doing personally with your relationship with Jesus, and then stuff can flow from there. Because we've seen in the past that when we cover some of those tactical things, guys can leave feeling discouraged. Like they'll leave father's group thinking, oh, crap, I have to do like 9 things that I didn't realize I'm being bad at until I showed up at Father's. Like, no. Like, that's not how Jesus operates. That's not who like God the Father is. Yep. Like, these are just tools. If you're connected with Jesus, like, you've already won.
Yeah, we don't want to be able to, we just don't want people to be like, just walk away with that guilt or that shame of, oh, I don't have the 17-step calendar process like what's his name does over there, or I don't do it. And we don't talk about this at all in that manner. And all of a sudden you walk home and it's, honey, we've got to do all these things now because we talked about this. And it's like, it's not just a thing just to be the stimulus response thing. We talked about it. Now we've got to go implement it. I mean, that can happen, but it's really about Jesus being that through line, the needle that pulls the thread through all these topics is Jesus. And how do we look like him, sound like him, act like him?
So if you guys are talking about, this mission of this connection through line and looking more like Jesus, and Tommy's asking, what are these topics? If I were on the outside looking in, it sounds like, okay, so am I going to a lecture at 6 a.m. in the morning? I don't understand. How am I supposed to get connected to people if I'm just listening to a topic? So could you talk more about the format maybe of the?
Yeah, sure. Great question. So what we do is we cover each one of these topics in 2 weeks at a time, because we recognize that people get talked at all day long. Like whether it's media scrolling or at work or you're in meetings, like you're being talked at all the time. That's not really where the bread and butter of life-changing community comes from. And that's what Fathers is really all about. So we will have like a speaker share something for ideally like the first 15, maybe 20 minutes, unless I'm teaching, and then I'll teach for like the full hour and a half.
Two weeks in a row.
That's right. It was my first time.
Yeah.
It was a good topic.
It was a solid topic. Yeah,
yeah. We'll get to that one too. but we'll have someone really just introduce a topic and what the biblical principle is that's related to fatherhood. But then we'll get you into small groups kind of as quickly as we can. And when we talk to the speakers and when we talked to Styles last week before he went up, that was like our reminder of, hey, content's great. Get them into groups as fast as we can. Like that's honestly the point. The groups are consistently probably 5 or 6 guys, ideally the same ones that are showing up on a week-to-week basis. So you get to know them. You can follow up on, hey, how'd that interview go? How'd that game go? Stuff like that. Actually get to know them, be in their lives a little bit, things like that. And then week 2, we might reintroduce the topic from the front just very, very briefly, but then immediately into your small groups for the entirety of the time, which is at least from 6 to 7, and some guys will stay past that, but 7:15, 7:30, stuff like that. So that's essentially the format.
If what you just described, though, if I'm walking into a place, a group I've never been, how am I supposed to fit into all these groups that you're talking about? what if I don't know anybody?
Well, most of the time, like I remember my first time walking into Father's.
You always remember your first.
You do. You do. We walked straight in and it was just one of those really awkward things. I just tried to power through. I feel like I got contact. Don't look through that.
Put it on a tee.
That's right. But it was one of those where it's like I knew a couple of the guys in the room. That was about it. And it was just you walked in and it was just like, oh my gosh, we're just milling around, but guys are usually pretty good about, hey, connecting with you. Hey, I see this guy that I've invited. A lot of guys come because they've been invited into that space. And so you meet, either hook up with the guy that you came with that invitation from. Otherwise, we've got other guys that are just kind of looking out for some of those new folks, just getting connected. We've got coffee. We've got carbs of some kind, donuts, sometimes bagels, whatever, just to kind of help entice that and kind of make that a little less awkward, give you something to do with your hands while you're standing there. And then we just pine up and then we just kind of come through there, right? And just come in. You've met some people. Said hello to a couple of people while you're getting some coffee. Most people are at least mostly friendly. It's also early for them, too. So unless you've already done, all the workouts in the morning, like a couple of the guys in the room that have come in and then they're already amped up. Then it's like everyone else is kind of just slogging along as they're kind of catching up with that. So it gets an in.
And you've won if you show up. Like showing up is the hardest part.
Yep.
Like actually being willing to like put your ego and who you think in like that fear and all that kind of stuff aside and just show up. That's like you've won. Even if you don't talk to any of us, even if you just like get coffee, sit in the back and leave, like showing up like is enormous. And Jesus loves that. Like Jesus loves people who show up. Jesus loves people who just try. And for guys, especially when it's like when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s and you like don't feel like you have community, you're like, well, I've missed that. I had it on a football team in high school. It's the last time I feel like I was a part of a group of dudes. Like, man, that's so sad. Mm. Like, and that could be really, really hard to come in and like admit something like that. It's like, oh, I don't have a single friend. Like,
yeah,
that hurts.
Mm-hmm. We hear it often.
Yeah. We hear that all the time is guys in their, like you said, 30s, 40s, 50s. Like, oh, I actually don't have a friend. And well, we'll talk to people at work, we might share little bits of our lives here and there, but like someone who truly knows, the stuff that you told me, a great story about a guy showing up to Father's and having to literally get in the crap of his life at one point. And yeah, it's just very, very cool. So I would encourage anyone who's like, just showing up is like the win. Like that's all that is required.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, that tracks.
So I guess my question is who's your audience? So, clearly this is at a church. This is a church group. What if you don't identify yourself as quote unquote religious? Is that,
I say show up anyway, just come in. I said it somewhere along the line where it was like you could be a pre-father, right? You're not there yet, but that's something that you feel that you're coming into that space where you're,
has that happened? I love that's an aspirational piece, but
we had a guy in my group last year who came. Awesome. A baby.
I didn't know you were allowed because I've been wanting to come to Father's and was not a dad. Yeah, okay. For such a long time, I wish I would have known that was like an option. I feel like I need to qualify.
we're not asking for pictures of like the ultrasound.
Your birth certificate.
All right, where are they at, kids? We've had a couple guys that have been on the very, very early age, whether they haven't been in a relationship or they have kids. Or their kids. We had a guy last year whose first season in, and his wife was pregnant. So he came in when his wife was 2 weeks or two months pregnant, I think. And this kind of came through.
2 weeks pregnant would be. That's a premonition.
He knew some stuff. So. Yeah. But came through, and then kind of we get to celebrate that when the baby was born, and went going through some of that too. But you got guys on the back end of that too that are empty nesters whose kids are adults and have kids, and they have grandkids, and they're mm-hmm. still in the room. Because they want to be a part of that, that mentoring down with some of these guys that are that they can help coach up in some of those ways. So seeing that happen too. So to take them all. Let's say come on in.
Yeah, and specifically to your question around like where are you at with Jesus? What if you don't identify? What if you're not a churchy person? I think already we've kind of established that we aren't either from some of the jokes we're making, but.
Yeah, some of the jokes you're making.
But yeah, I mean, I can't. Cause now I'm like, don't say that.
say whatever you want.
Keep on putting it back there. I want to know what patch of skin Brandon lost on that slide earlier. But I don't know if you wanted to tell us that kind of detail. But anyway, so I would say that
nobody else could see it.
So Jesus,
back to Jesus,
full circle here for us. I would say kind of what I mentioned earlier. Like the last time you felt close to somebody was like on a team in high school, or it was part of a house you lived in college or something like that. Like every guy wants to be a part of a group of dudes. Like every movie, sitcom that we like, there's a dude who's part of a group of dudes. Like he has his dudes and they do things together and stuff like that. And so we can at the very minimum, like meet that need. We won't though, for anyone who's listening, like apologize for talking about Jesus a whole bunch. Like we're going to talk about Jesus a whole bunch. And so if you want to know what you're getting yourself into, it's a bunch of really cool guys who like to have a lot of fun, who really love Jesus, really want you to love Jesus, because we want you to be the best dad possible, ultimately. Yep. And we think that only happens through knowing Jesus better.
Yeah. And having experienced it, like, well, as a believer, but it doesn't... I know a bunch of the guys that go to this particular group, and hopefully if you're listening out there and you're not in Cincinnati, you can find something similar out there. Cause I do think in person helps. Like there are a bunch of good online things. I know you guys are listening to this podcast and we appreciate it. There's something different about being in person and living life with dudes that are out there. But, if you are in Cincinnati, specifically on the east side, although there are versions of this group all over the city of Cincinnati. So hit us up if you don't live on the east side but still want to get connected. We can definitely help you with that. There's just a bunch of welcoming guys that will not judge wherever you are and whatever you believe.
So good.
I was just going to say, like, they're okay, and they believe what they believe, but, you know, they know everybody's kind of on their own journey and their own path, so.
Well, none of us are at the same spot either.
Right.
You know, we're all going towards the same spot of looking like Jesus, but we've started at some place that's different, and we've all got different baggage and scenarios that have kind of walked us into that, so it's not as if it's like, oh, well, we're here, we've got a t-shirt, and we're doing this thing, it's like, and we're all the same thing, doing the exact same thing. It's like, we're not doing that, you know? Yeah. It's like we've got different things. We've got different family makeups. We've got different histories. You know, it's God's calling us to different things within the group too. So it's just, it's okay to not feel like, well, I don't feel like I'm like, well, none of us feel like we're at the same spot with each other. I mean, the four of us in the room right now, we're all at different spots doing different things. So that's cool. So it's just going the same direction though. Yeah.
And that's one of the benefits that I've personally gotten from being around fathers is the different perspectives. Having only one kid and like, especially being in like toddler age, you know, there, it can feel like, this gets better, right? Sometimes where it feels like this is just overwhelming. Like, oh yeah. And so you get around other dads and hear other stories and you see like, oh, your kids are like functioning humans. That's like, what's that like? It's amazing. And it gives you like a little bit of hope, like, oh, that next season can look like this. And one of the things that I've always done in my life is I'll find guys who seem to be doing the next season well, and I just like spend time with them in whatever way they let me. Sometimes it's like, hey, you want to get Chick-fil-A? You want to grab coffee? Can I be around you in any way, shape, or form? And Fathers is just chock full of that. And that's what's been so cool is like, how do I find guys the next season that can kind of help coach me through the season that I'm in? And you know, right now that might be kind of micro seasons of like potty training. Like, how do I not get angry about poop on the floor? And how do I get through that?
Yeah. And you'll find a diversity of opinions and stories of how they walked through that because every kid is different.
Yeah.
Right. Like even within a family.
Yeah.
You know, so every kid is different. So, you know, maybe I can't relate to how Michael did it or you did it or you did it, but there's probably somebody there that can relate to how your kid is reacting to X, and maybe there's five sets of advice, and one of them sounds like a path you would choose, because there's a million ways to do everything.
At base minimum, you realize that you're not alone. You're not the only person that's had to potty train a kid before. You're not the only person who's whose daughters are going to their first dances. You're not the only person whose families are marrying off their children for the first. We don't always do it well to do the things well, but we're doing it together too, and seeing some of that together, which kind of helps, I think, along the way too.
Yeah.
Most people don't feel like they're doing it well either. It takes an outside perspective to see that sometimes.
Yeah. Agreed.
You mentioned that kind of diversity of experience. Is there a diversity of types of families or fathers that are from different types of families? Is it pretty much, married families with two kids? Are there blended families? Are there single fathers? Or what's the makeup of the group look like? Is there something for everyone, or is it?
We're just a big mix. We've got divorcees, you've got remarrieds, you've got blended families with the Brady Bunch, three on one side, three on the other. You've got all those things too. High school sweethearts, people who've, I'm trying to remember, I can't remember, it's like, wasn't there a family? I'm trying to remember something that I can't remember. That doesn't really help me right now.
But stages of life.
Different stages.
What's it like?
It's all good. But yeah, they're all there. I think they're all there. I mean, we see it all in our group right now. We got about 40 or so that are 35, 40 that are on in our current roster at the moment. Yep. And we touch a little bit of everything with that.
What I've seen happen before, and this is just more of an encouragement / informational, is someone comes in, they get kind of, with little information, put in a group, and they sit in that group, and they're like, well, all these guys have kids in the 3 to 5 year old range. They're all dealing with, preschool and that stuff. And I have two older kids that barely talk to me. And so I walk out because my group experience was not great. And I didn't really, click with that group. Should I come back?
Nope. One and done. You're out.
Yeah, of course you should come back.
Yeah. First one's free. Yeah. Next one's going to cost you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I say that just, informationally speaking. Yeah. I've seen it happen where someone comes in, they're like, I really didn't like the group. I didn't like the group leader, and then just never come back. And
that's
like,
true.
Yeah. Come back. There is other opportunity.
That's why I have an empty table now.
Just because they all left. I think it takes 2 to 3 times of most things just to get familiar with, like, what's the mechanics look like, what's going to happen, are they always going to joke about these things, or are they going to, like, how is this going to look, right? It's really hard to make, in my opinion, a snap judgment based on one session where you spent half the time trying to figure out what to even do. And so once you then start doing those other pieces and you start seeing that and you become or understand what's kind of expected from a behavior standpoint. Oh, we're going to talk. If this guy's going to talk, then we're going to break into the groups, and then I can sneak out when I need to sneak out because I got to go to work at that. And you get that and you see that happening. That makes that easier to start with that. But there's also the benefit too of understanding that it's not always good if your group exactly looks exactly like your situation at the same time. You need to have guys that have a little breadth of experience within that, because there's something that you have to offer that to them as well. If you're a little farther along with that, my group right now has guys that have, I got two dudes that have kids under five. And I've got a couple guys that have got guys that are old enough to be fathers themselves in the same group doing things. And then there's a couple of us that are right in the middle of all that. So we're a little bit of everything. One family has one kid, one family has four kids. I mean, so we're just kind of touching a little bit of everything as that happens. So, and if it's not a fit and you jump into that first group, then we'll find another group. Like, we've got plenty of groups that we can move people through. If that's really a concern, that's overcome. We can overcome that. So
I would personally encourage you to speak up. If for whatever reason, like, don't worry that you're going to offend the people in your group if you feel like you need a different group, because of it could just be, maybe people talk too much in that group and you're just somebody who wants less words. It's early in the morning. Some people love to talk. Some people don't. It could be any number of reasons. But if it's, and I've seen it, to Brandon's point, I've seen it where people show up and they get put in a group and it's like, well, I don't, I'm not going to look forward to coming talking to these four dudes. Don't be afraid to speak up and just try different groups, because there are, as much as there's differences in like ages and circumstance and everything else, there's definitely differences in personalities across the board too. So you'll probably find somebody, would be my guess.
Yeah.
If you try different groups.
Right.
So,
and specifically at Eastside, if you know, this is the call that you might answer, Michael, Andrew, Tommy, Brandon, we're all available to discuss. If this is your first time, it didn't go well, we'll be there. Michael and Andrew can get you put in a different group because they know more of the different group structures. Tommy and I can talk to you and just say, hey, this is our experience. This is, we would just encourage you not to give up after one try, especially if it was a group dynamic situation. So,
or two or three.
Yeah,
and that's actually kind of the reason why we opened up this season the way we did, where we aren't in set groups yet.
Yeah.
Is we recognize that there's some organic grouping that's already happened. Like week two, we didn't tell anyone to get with the same guys they were with last week, and everybody did. Because, like, there's some level of familiarity. I don't know. So with the same guys in the same spot, and Jason's group goes and sits by the fireplace. It's like, we didn't tell them to group up. It just kind of happened. Mm-hmm. And so once we get a few more weeks in, we're going to kind of solidify those groups, but we're letting it happen a little bit more organically based on friendships and stuff like that now. When I walked in to Father's the first time, I accidentally started a table.
That's true.
I didn't
true
even story. Mean to. I walked in, didn't know anybody, and sat at a table by myself. And then four other guys sat down at that table who it just happened to also be their first time and also did not know anybody. One of the guys I'd known in high school but had not seen, you know, since high school. And I was like, hey, are you Jason? He's like, are you Andrew? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, have a seat. And, like, that was it.
Wow.
And all of a sudden I was in charge of that table. So, yeah, if you don't like your group, just start a group. Just, like, just go rogue and start your table.
Yeah, it's true.
That's awesome.
It definitely happened. So I guess anything else you guys want to get out there, put out there, unless Brandon, you got more
questions. Well, I was going to say, about what you're about to bring up is this all sounds pretty heavy and pretty serious, and it's 6 a.m., right? And this is 6 a.m., Crossroads East Side by Jungle Gyms. Every Friday morning, at least for the time being. But, I mean, I'm the kind of person that loves school but also loved, you know, recess. Is it always serious all the time?
As serious as this podcast has been, yes, it is always. It's always this serious.
Can I offer my, like,
please,
as an experience? Like, it's both. You'll have fun, but you'll talk about serious stuff.
Yeah, if you've been around Crossroads, a church that hosts this any period of time. Sometimes you hear these phrases get thrown around by Crossroads people, and one of those things is this invitation challenge kind of pendulum that we have to kind of swing back and forth between being super invitational and being, like, very high challenge. And Jesus modeled that. Jesus fed 5,000 people and then told Peter to get behind him and called him Satan. Like, that was the same, like, five verses. And, like, feed a stadium, call your best friend Satan. Like, doesn't get more one end of the spectrum than the other. And so we wanted to be a super high invitation. We wanted to be anyone can show up. We do have some fun events kind of planned throughout the season. I'll let Michael kind of talk about that a little bit, and maybe some stuff we've done in the past too. And we try to make it a little silly here and there. I am trying really hard to get this points thing to happen. I don't think anyone else cares about it, but I'm going to keep on plugging.
Well, I'm on the board now. I got to care.
You're on
about
the board. Yeah, we give points for anything and everything, but they're not arbitrary, and they have to be seconded, and you can lose points. So we have a running scoreboard, and it's really fun. But what are some of the fun things?
Did you say they're not arbitrary?
They're not arbitrary. You'll lose points if you call the points board arbitrary. That's the only rule that I have.
Apparently, that's true.
Pro tip, don't nominate yourself. Just pro tip.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Minus 1 point.
I would think, for me, I think there's got to be, you got to have fun, right? You got to smile, you got to laugh. It's early, there's freedom that you can laugh and joke with each other. So there's, Not that it's always like locker room talk by any means, but there is just a good natured joking that'll happen with the guys along the ways, and things talked at speakers or things as announcements, and things are coming back and forth. There's just fun that happens with that. We're going to throw pictures up of people along the way. We're going to talk and tell stories about, remember when this happened, and talk about some of those things. So you see some of that. But really, to me, the thing about this is about being known, right? This is about, a lot of times I think Andrew, you talked about it earlier tonight. It's just like, I feel like I've got to put this whole thing on my back and I'm the only one that's doing this, and I need to be in, and I've got to be strong for my family unit. I've got to do all these things. And this is just a place where you can come in and be seen for who you are and be, say, hey, listen, I think I'm doing this well. I think I'm not doing well with this other thing, and getting some of that sharpening that happens by being around other people, with that. Right. And then where you can come alongside and encourage some of those folks. And sometimes it just takes sitting at a table with a bunch of random dudes that you've never met before, and then, hey, what do? I do this. Hey, you know what? My dad's got a surgery coming up next week. And then the following week happens. Hey, if you didn't text him already in the week and what's going on, say, how'd your dad's surgery go? There's a little bit of a connection point. You can talk about that, and it gives you an outlet in a way that you can talk about things different than you talk about them with your spouse, with your kids, with your coworkers, in a safe space where you can do this. And there's just a power in that. And so I think by being known in that space, there's power. And that's where that transformation comes in, because people look at you and they go, man, look at who you are and what you're doing. Like I accept you for who you are and what you're doing. And I see how Jesus is moving in your life and how you're being shaped by that. And that's awesome. And some of my closest friendships have happened in the past 7-8 years that we've been around with some of this. The guys that I wouldn't have met had I not been in that space, had I not taken the leap or taken the invitation from a buddy that said, hey, we got this thing that meets at 6 a.m. You want to come? No, I didn't. Didn't want to come. Didn't come for the first couple times, and he kept inviting. Finally, to shut him up, I showed up, and then here we are. So, doing our whole thing. So, it's kind of good.
All right. Andrew, anything else? I mean, that's a pretty good conclusion, I think.
Yeah, but like what he said.
What he said. All right. So, I guess to reiterate, 6 a.m. Fridays, Crossroad East Side, but there are other times and other places in the city for things similar to this, so I don't happen to know what the heck those actually are, but I know they exist.
Yeah,
so
most of the Crossroads sites have an early morning group. A couple of them also have an evening group, depending on the location, but we can get information if people really
want to. Crossroads.net/groups, search Fathers. You'll see them all.
Well, see, there you go. That's a way better set of instructions.
Nice wrap up.
So as you listen to this in the car, hope you got something about it out of this. Hope to see you guys.
Yeah.
On Friday mornings, and I don't know. That's all I got.
Yeah, and if you're already a father's person and you've had, it's not easy for you to be invitational to talk about a person or invite someone in person, and you're worried about that immediate rejection that you get. It's real easy to text this episode to someone, Google, Apple, et cetera.
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. Send this episode. Like, hey, just wanted you to check this episode out and, let it go. Andrew and Michael did a good job talking here today. This is another tool or resource you can use to be invitational. So
they've listened to the first 50 episodes first to get to this one.
You can share this specific episode. So.
This specific episode.
We wouldn't put you through that.
You can play them at a faster rate to get through it faster.
That's true. I will say we've covered a lot of topics that get repeated through the different seasons on this. Like I said, the baseline for this podcast was kind of born out of the idea that came through Fathers. It's just another way to share it, but there is a next level of connection and things you'll get out of it that are well beyond you listening on your way to work in your car or whatever it is that you, however it is that you're consuming this podcast. If you do it with people in person and really find that connection. So encourage you. That's a great idea, Brandon. This is an easy, low bar sharing when people are like, what is Fathers? Well, here it is. This is what it is. And hope you guys got something out of it. So Michael, Andrew, appreciate you guys
coming
out.
See you Friday.
See you Friday.
See you Friday. I like that.